Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. There we go. Hi, everybody. Good to see you. First warning though, it has been a slow day for me, of course, because it's Saturday and it's raining outside, so it's been a slow day for me. But
Yeah,
I'm here with my
I feel
friend
for you.
Adam. He's an amazing musician, and actually, this is even more very special because he actually reached out to me. He wasn't one of them, because most people come by invitation. He actually reached out to me. It was a surprise because I just looked on my phone and it said it like requests, and I saw his name pop. Like, who is this? I thought, because usually when I get those, it's either a Bitcoin fake scam or a promotion person. I know, crazy. But welcome. I'm so glad to have you with us.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, I gotta be, I gotta ask this because when I saw the message, I was a little bit creeped out. How did you come across me?
Well, you did an interview with my he's my homie, Big Matt, he shared you on your story, and I was like, I mean, why not? I'm gonna just go for it. I'm gonna reach out, and if it works out, it's gonna be dope for the both of us. I'm gonna get experience with this type of stuff, and you're gonna get an interview or a podcast.
Oh, that makes sense. God, I can't wait to, meet him later. 'Cause two people actually reached out, because of him. Like he must have a lot of followers because literally after I got an interview with him, like after that I got like reviews after reviews, like not reviews, I meant requests. Like
Yeah.
multiple requests coming in, like it's crazy. Like no, you have no idea. It's good. Let's dive into everything. First of all, you do have a song. Well, you have one that was recently put out, called Butterfly Effect, which I do like. It actually was released, very recently, 4 days ago. So I did want to dive into that one because the producer that you work with, do you know one, or he goes on Instagram Powered by One. Do you have any relation? Do you remember him?
He's my really close friend. I got to know him through his channel because he made beats. Jared, his name is Jared. I mean, I can't even put the words how much I love the dude, because when I was struggling with music, you know, I had writer's block, I had no motivation. I reached out to him through Discord. I joined the server he's in, and I got to meet a lot of great people that I'm still in contact with for over a year now, which is crazy for me because you don't really have that many internet friends who stick to you for this long. And I got to work with them. I got to feature them on my album, even on my next upcoming album. And, you know, Jared is just a really dope dude. He's talented when it comes to producing, making beats, or even rapping. He does music as well. So I have a very close relationship with him, like homie-wise.
Oh, that is really good to hear. That's really good. And, like, props to that. Like, like I totally been where you are with internet friends. I was actually almost in the same predicament as you are, so it's good that you found people that really care about you.
Yeah, it's amazing. I probably wouldn't have continued with music if it wasn't for them. So, yeah, those are the people that pushed me. I mean, Jared, True, Damien, Doom, Jax, every single one who's there, shout out to them. I love all of you guys.
Aww. And I'm very curious to meet Matt because it was you, your producer, one. Do you know Dominic, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, he was another one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dom, maybe like 2 days ago, I told the guys that I'm going to be doing a podcast with you, and Jared actually replied to me asking me how I like got this opportunity. I told him that it's basically, I just reached out, you know, it's just, you may win or you may lose nothing, so I had nothing to lose, so I reached out. And Dominic hopped into the conversation and he was like, yo, I'm going to message them too. So I think me saying that I'm doing a podcast with you was a really good thing because, you know, these are artists that need more exposure. And by doing podcasts, they might get that exposure that they need, if you get what I'm saying.
Absolutely, I do. And I feel you guys. Like, you guys are talented, you guys. I had a feeling you guys did not have as much exposure, which is probably why Matt responded so bigly, because he was probably in that same category. Wasn't he? He was one of you guys that didn't have as much exposure.
Yeah. I mean, it really bugs me because there are so many small artists that are talented and some don't even make it, not in their entire lifetime. And it really pisses me off because the industry is in this weird setting that you're not guaranteed to succeed if you're talented. Talent is not everything. You need to know how to control the algorithm. You need to know how to promote your stuff. You need to know people. You need to have contacts. If you have contacts, you're more likely to succeed than someone who's talented, who knows what he's doing but has no contacts, no idea how to promo his stuff. I mean, it's really sad because we miss out on a lot of good artists.
That's very true. And you're not wrong. Like, you're not wrong. And it only took me a little bit to kind of find that out too. When I did people like you a while back, I felt the struggle and pain, like, and that's also why I made the transition too. Like, that's why I changed the format to, you know, not doing this just for me, but doing it for you guys, because it's like, and like now I do it for like everybody, because, you know, it's true, you guys do need the most help and we're missing out. You know, and you're not wrong about them not knowing. I mean, if you're a new musician or you're a small one, you know, if you are not born with musician blood in your bones, it's a little more difficult to find, you know, find your
definitely
path.
Definitely. I definitely agree with you. I mean, as for me, I wasn't born into like into a musical setting because when I was little, my mom wanted to like sign me up for some piano lessons, singing or dancing. And my dad wasn't really having it because he wanted me to take the more how to say it, educational route. He wanted me to focus on school, and I get that. It's really nice because he wants the best for me. But as time progressed and I got older and older, I really regretted it, that I didn't go to the piano lessons or singing, because right now that would be such a huge benefit. It would really help me out. But as time went on, like 4 years ago, I realized I was listening to, back then I was a really big fan of Hollywood Undead and Deuce. And I was reading the lyrics, I was listening to it, and I was like, damn, I really want to do it. I really want to do this. So I picked up the pen, started writing, and it was really shit. It was really bad. I was rhyming words like wow with cow with pow. It made no sense. It was so bad. But as time went on, I started listening more to rap. I started listening to Eminem a lot, and I still listen to him. I love him. And then I kind of started to try to like copy his flows or the lyric schemes. Then I realized that isn't for me, because too lyrical, too technical. I don't have that ability yet. I'm trying to go there, but not yet. I'm only 18. I still have time. But then I got into more like melodical rappers. You could even say mumble rap, but I don't know. I started listening to what is his name? Let me see. Lil Baby, Joyner Lucas, Baby Keem, and rappers like this that don't usually just focus on the technical side, but also focus on the melody, the vibe of the song, and this stuff overall. So that's how I started focusing my music. Like, I started to go this route. So right now I'm just trying to get better, even though I wasn't always gifted, and I'm still not gifted. I'm just working hard, you know. So yeah, I'm sorry I talked too long. You're right that you basically have it more difficult when you're not talented, or you're not born with a natural gift. But I'm saying, man, hard work over.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to talk. You know, don't be afraid to open up. That's why I make this comfortable. Don't be afraid to open up.
Yeah.
But I do really appreciate, you know, your work ethic, you know. And it sucks, though, that it's not getting as much as it should. Like, you know, come on.
I mean, I'm starting to get a little, I'm flying today. Oh, and then suddenly, boom, 800 streams a day, which is a lot for now, but I definitely want to push it more, put out more stuff, more songs, more albums, anything. Till I'm there, till I get my first live performance, and till I get my first 100k streams.
Oh. But you know, anything can happen. Now the live part, the live show part can definitely happen.
I hope so. It would be dope.
Well, what if I told you that you have a guarantee? Ow. Stop that. What if I told you that I could help you with the live show part?
That would be dope. I mean, it would be really, really sick.
Well, then, I know it's not the interview yet, but I did want to surprise you with something.
Mm-hmm.
About the live show part. Have you heard of virtual concerts? Have you heard of those?
I have heard of those, but I never did it. Or never experienced it, never seen it. But I have heard of it, yeah.
Well, you're hosting them in a few months. And also we're doing a review show as well. So I just want to open those up, opportunities for you. The concert idea is amazing. Our last concert that we did got over 200 views now. That is insane.
That would be dope, bro. I'm down. I'm down. Yeah. It would be really sick. That would be a great opportunity.
Yay. Yeah. I'll even get your friends in the loop. I'm sure Dominic, Matt, and those other ones would like it too. Anyway, let's get into the real music. So, firstly, I did see your Wrapped Up, which congrats. You know, that's impressive. 420 listens. Listeners, congrats. That's really good.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it, bro. I want to thank to all the people that listen to it. Still to this day, I don't believe it that people actually go out of their way during any time of the day to listen to my stuff. It's really something, you know. It's really heartwarming and wholesome.
I can imagine that. I can imagine that's been, you know, rough for you. But I really am proud of. You know, look at that. That's really good. Props to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Look at that. Look at you go.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I love supporting musicians. I love music for a long time, so I love supporting everybody. And then another major congrats. 4 days ago, you released your latest single, Butterfly Effect, which congratulations.
Just to correct, Butterfly Effect was actually a group project by the Wong crew, Wong Jarrett, he's the producer. That was like a collab project that we did together to raise money for St. Jude's, to donate to charity. We managed to raise, I think, around $200, which is amazing. I donated myself, the money from the streams go to the charity as well. So if anyone wants to do some good, just stream it, do whatever you can, or even donate. It's basically whatever you can, because this is for a good cause.
Absolutely. I love that you partnered up with St. Jude's. Like, I love St. Jude's because it's crazy they keep promoting about it. Even movie theaters, they keep promoting about it, so it must be a worthy cause if you're going through so much promoting.
This was all Jared's idea. All props go to him, so this is basically all because of Jared.
Aww. Props, Jared. And one, is that a separate producer or is that y'all's group together?
Well, this is how it works. One is his producer tag. His producer name is One. His regular name, like his normal name, is Jared. And his artist name, where he like raps, is Jared as well. And One is also the group. So it's his producer tag and the group also. And within the group, there is a smaller group called We Are One, which is basically like a label of the people Jared chose, like the ones, I mean, he likes the most, or he sees potential in the most. I don't know how he chooses his people, but I guess that's how it is. So yeah, it's the server and also the producer tag.
Oh, wow.
Maybe you could say it's a brand, because he's really trying to make it a brand, like a big brand. He's really trying to branch out into all kinds of stuff. But I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to spoil anything. I don't want to ruin something.
We don't want that. And you know, crazy coincidence too, he actually reached out to me too.
Yeah,
I don't know if he told you, but he actually did.
Yeah, if you get to do like an episode with him, you'll like him. He's such a likable dude. He's a dope guy.
Well, I'm excited. He was another one. He reminded me of you because he was another one that went to my request. It's at the he mentioned you too. Let me see if I can. It says I'm an upcoming producer that's worked with a bunch of artists. I've worked with Big Matt and Adam. I got 212k subs on YouTube, so I probably can benefit though. Ah, he even said the same slogan as you. It's funny. But I admire what you guys are doing. So this butterfly effect that came out. What is up with that? I want to know everything you can tell me about, you know, this project. Because firstly, it came out, you know, and it's for St. Jude. So we need to get it out. We need to get it out to the world as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. So tell us everything.
Well, Jared came with the idea today. I found out. I don't know if I can say this, but it's probably not that big of a deal. It's not that secret. He said it's dedicated to the St. Jude's because of diabetes, and his girlfriend has diabetes as well. So that's how he gained the inspiration. So it's kind of dedicated to her and to all the people with diabetes, and it's just for everyone, you know. But this was the main motivation. But it was really an amazing journey, man. It was crazy. It was chaos. It was I was going through writer's block when I was writing for that project. We basically made a group chat where we all discussed the verses, the spots, the hooks, the beats. Jared was would send us, I would say like 3 beats a day, maybe like 3 beats a week. And he would title them, and then he would say, who wants to hop on this, who wants to hop on that, and we would have a schedule where every single person was written on which part he is. And that's basically how it came together. We would all record our verses, and Jared would mix them and master the tracks on streams on Twitch, where there was the donate option, and we would all donate, you know. I try to donate as much as I can because I'm an 18-year-old student. I'm broke, but I had a job, and back then when it was happening, and I tried to donate as much as I could every stream. And yeah, that's basically how it went. And to see to hear the final product was just amazing, man. And it was really great. This was my first time doing something like this, like a collab project. It was really a really great experience because, you know, you got to work with all of the people in the community and hear all kinds of different styles, different flows, lyrics, voices, and it just goes in together. Like, yeah, I'm also sure that it's going to age like fine wine. I'm sure it's going to age so great. Yeah, it's just, I love it. I love it. I loved every second of it, every part of doing the project, and it was really great. It was really great.
Oh, that's really good. And props to you guys. I'm so, firstly, I'm overwhelmed by, you know, how much you really, you know, do care. Because I haven't actually seen St. Jude's kind of promotion with music, because last time somebody did the was my producer friend, but he was raising it for himself and not St. Jude's. This is even more special, you know, that you guys are, you know, giving back. I mean, it's absolutely like overwhelming, like almost cry worthy. Get it? Cry worthy. But
yeah, it's just you know, we don't want to do the music thing just for us. We also want to like do something for others. So that's how I see it. When I do songs, I try to write some songs like from my own experiences, but sometimes I shift them so other people can relate, if you get what I'm saying. Something like that. Wait, let me. Stitches, that song is, I was at my lowest point when I wrote that song, and I wrote it in a way that other people could relate. When someone feels shit, when someone's in a situation where they feel that they're not loved, that they're alone, that they have a broken heart, I wanted Stitches to be that one song that you go to when you feel down, just to know that you're not alone in this stuff.
Absolutely feel that 100%. I definitely do. And that's very sweet of you, actually. Is this how you are? Like, is this how you are in music generally, or are you just like this, like sometimes?
You know, when it comes to music and what you said, being like this all the time, I try to be diverse. You know, I try to do songs with a meaning, something that's deep, something that helps you out, but I also do songs that you play in your car. For example, I'm Flying Today, Wannabe. Those are the type of songs that you blast in the car when you're just with your homies and you want to vibe, you know, you just want to. Those are the hype songs. And then I also do some hard songs that I just. Where I just feel so much hate that I just let it all out on the microphone. And then there's the kind of songs where I go the emotional way. But I try to do something different with every project that I do, every song. But the topics are always kind of similar, if you get what I'm saying.
So similar. Similar vibe, but different sounds.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, that's interesting. I like that. I like that they have a similar theme, so you can relate to them, but you can also enjoy them. So it does not feel repetitive nor boring. It's like, it gets interesting, but they have they have, you know, the same kind of vibes. They just have different sounds, which I respect that. I really do like how that's going. That's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really cool. And actually, I'm very curious for this too. You mentioned before, and it's okay if you don't have to answer right now, it's about personal life. So, my first thought was, you were from Cali, because you just look like somebody from one of those places. But you're not. You're from the outskirts, aren't you?
Can you say that again? From where?
Like you're from the outskirts, right? Because I know you're not from. I know you're not from here.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't understand you the first time.
It's okay. You're not from here, which I understand. Like, when people tell me that, it's like, it's, first of all, it's fine because I've known people from around the world, so I know how people sound, and I've had a lot of practice with patience. So that's another thing interviewers have to be patient for, is just having a whole mindset of patience. Really, really hard patience. But I do want to, I'm very curious though.
Yeah.
The fans should know. Like, where do you exactly come from as far as origins go?
Well, I'm from Slovakia. I'm sure not many people know the country, but it's basically next to Czech Republic, Austria, and Hungary. So if I mapped it out like this, you should know. If not, please go back to studying geography. I'm from Slovakia, and I'm actually not fully like native. I'm half Arabic because my dad is from Yemen and my mother is from here. So yeah, I'm half Slovak, half Arabic.
Oh wow. So Another thing that I did want to... I'm curious to know, do you still live there, or, like, did you move to the States?
Yeah, I still live in Slovakia. I wish I could visit the U.S. sometime. Hopefully, the first time I go to the U.S., I meet up with the whole We Are One crew. But I think that's just far in the future because tickets are expensive. I'm still young, you know. It's gonna happen at some point. I would like to go there. Don't know if I want to move there. Maybe if this music thing works out. But as I said, that's far in the future.
I look forward to seeing you. I look forward to it if it does happen.
If it does, I'm down, bro. I'm down to meet up.
Yay. Exciting. Now, that is crazy to hear from Slovakia, because firstly, you're the first person from there, so... Props to you, because you're the first person from that country to be here, so you're the first person ever.
Dope.
Absolutely. And how's the music there, by the way? I'm curious to know, because I've not heard much about their music. I haven't heard much about the country until just weeks ago when I studied geography.
It's all right. It's okay. I was just playing. Music in Slovakia. Well, I don't think I'm the right person to talk about this because I don't listen to our music that much. I prefer a couple artists, but mostly I just, not that I dislike them. I don't care for them because they're doing their thing. They're successful. Successful, right? That's good for you. It's just not my style. The only artist that I actually like actively listen to is probably Gleb, Gleb. Don't know. You probably never heard of him.
No.
He has this unique style. He started with grime. He brought grime into Slovakia. He made it famous in here. Probably, maybe not. Maybe he just introduced Slovak grime to me. Maybe it was famous way before. I don't know. Not sure. I might be lying. But he has this unique style where he can combine like this really heavy beat that has some crazy 808s with his like good voice where he goes. Every time he raps, he goes in. He raps hard. He goes in like... You can basically see him in the studio like jumping around the microphone, and what makes him unique is probably his whole style. He doesn't sound like anyone. He can combine crunk with rap, with drum and bass, with grime and with trap and all these kinds of stuff, all these kinds of things into this one song that is just a huge banger. I was on his live show twice. And bro, I almost died in the mosh pit. It's every time I was on his show, it was crazy.
Oh god. It's nice to get a nice cultural review. That's only why I asked for that. Because firstly, I've never been there. Mm-hmm. I've only heard of it once or twice, and I've never had a person from there. So I was like curious, like, how is music there? And how on earth, like... rapper, right? Or are you
singing? Mainly a rapper, but if I had a better production, because I'm not a singer, let's be honest. Without
like
autotune, I sound like shit. I sound bad without autotune. Mainly a rapper, but I'm trying to get better at singing.
That's good. Does rap even exist in Slovakia? Does it even exist?
Oh, rap? It does. It sure does. I think rap originated in Slovakia. Like, it got popular around the 2000s, 90s, something, somewhere along those times. It It does exist. It does exist. It used to be really like boom bap related. It was straight boom bap, rapping about the streets, bitches, and money, and struggles in life. Like, rap does exist in Slovakia, and I think if we compare to some other countries, I think Slovakia is one of the better ones in rap. It's just my view that I don't really listen to it because it's just not my cup of tea. But we definitely have a strong scene.
Oh yeah.
Shit, I think we have a wait. Let me check real quick. We have one music video that has. Yeah, it has 85 million views, and there is also one rapper that worked with 6ix9ine. His name is, yeah, it was Dalip Zayo, and I don't know how to say the third guy's name, but yeah. So I think we're going strong. I said we like I'm some kind of a celebrity, but. You know what I mean.
Oh yeah, totally good, totally good. But it's nice that, you know, rap can really be found anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, like...
Yeah, that's true.
I found rappers in countries where you couldn't think there was any rappers, and then there is, like... It's absolutely insane how much it grew.
Yeah, every country has, well, not every, but I think most countries do have rappers because rap is such a big genre that I think rap became the biggest, like, genre that people listen to in the past few years.
I totally agree. You know, alongside pop and R&B, rap is definitely in the top.
Yeah, R&B is going strong. It's really going strong. I personally used to listen to rap only. Like, I used to be so close-minded. I used to listen to rap only this lyrical, miracle, spherical thing. I would only listen to lyrical rappers, technical rappers. And then I started to listen to pop, came back to rock, R&B. All this kind of stuff. I think people and this also I think I'm going off topic here, but people should really open their minds more when it comes to music, because just because you listen to rock, just because you're a metalhead, doesn't mean you can listen to pop. All music is music. All music is art. All music is beautiful.
Absolutely. You're not wrong. Like, people should expand their catalog, because in this new age, like, rappers are starting to, you know, I've seen them on YouTube. They don't expand their sound. That's the problem too, is that, you know, if you don't expand your catalog, your sound starts to die out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, it's...
That's also why I think artists should, like, try to be more diverse, because usually people get bored of your sound if you stick to it for too long. I don't know how Drake actually managed to stay relevant for so goddamn long. I love Drake. I love his stuff, but you can't tell me that he sounds the same as he did 5 years ago.
You can't.
That's what I'm saying. That's one of a kind where... He sticks to the same thing, but it kind of works out for him. People like it. It's dope. But I think artists should be more diverse. You know, hop to a different genre from time to time. Try a different flow. Try a different beat. Try a harder beat. Try a more chill beat. That's how I see myself doing this music thing.
Absolutely. And I would love to expand your sound. I agree, though. Like, people need to start expanding, you know, this down, you know, I'm sick of listening to the same person over and over again. Like, I'm honestly sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be hearing... And it's funny that you mentioned Drake, because I figured out years ago, you know, with my friend, because of... We listened to Drake a couple times. My friend asked me the exact same question, mm-hmm. like, how can Drake, you know, do this for over a decade? Well, because he makes music that makes... you know, sense. Rappers that stay in the industry for a while, they stay there because of their catalog, because they kept coming up with different ideas, they kept expanding, you know, their voice, and the fans like it. The fans like it when, you know, Drake goes all in out, and, you know, they expand sound.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Drake was able to stay in the game, you know, for over a decade. And that's how a lot of rappers... Because a lot of rappers, you know, 90s rap, you know, people started to die out because they didn't expand their sound. While others, you know, kept coming up with different ideas, mm-hmm. you know. Though people say that... I've heard a couple of times that rap and pop should not be together, but it works. Like you have no idea how well it works out for them, because... expanding their sound, expanding, you know, their voice really does help.
Yeah, that's true. And for the old heads saying that new rap is trash, old rap is way better. Yes, old rap was great. It's what started it all. But bro, we're in the new generation. We rappers in general can keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. If boom bap beats were still a thing, like boom bap beats on a regular, like every single song, every single rap song you hear right now was a boom bap song, I'm sorry, but it would get really boring after those 40 years or 50 years, or I don't even know, I'm lost the track. But that's why I think the trap wave that came with rap really helped it, because it bring the new style, a bit of like fresh air to the whole genre. I think if it wasn't for trap, rap would slowly like start going down and down, because it would be the same thing all over again. That's why I think every single type of rap is good, even mumble rap, bro. I don't care what anyone says. I used to hate mumble rap. I used to be like, oh, that's not real rap. He doesn't have good lyrics. He doesn't spit fast. Nah, rap doesn't always have to be serious. It can be fun music. Lil Pump, bro, he made so many hits. And 2017 me would punch me probably right now. But he wasn't really that bad as people seen him. He was just, for who he was, he was good, because he made bangers with not really that much lyrical value, but people listen to it.
Yeah, absolutely. They do listen to it, yeah. And speaking about expanding catalog, you mentioned a little bit earlier that you have new projects in the making. So what is up with these new projects? You know, what's something, you know, coming up that we should be excited for?
I'm flying today. It's actually a single off of my upcoming project called Roses to All, which I'm not going to be saying the release date because it's still a secret. I'm still working some things out, but it's really soon. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait to release it and show people what I have been working on since, when was it? September. Since I dropped my last album, What's Next? I'm just excited to see, to show people the progress that I made. So I actually have more projects that I'm working on, but I'm not going to say much about that because it's still like the process of building up a concept, finding good beats and stuff like that. But I'm definitely trying, I'm also trying to expand and not only do music, but I'm not going to say anything about that yet.
I thought it was about you as a new partner.
But there is definitely some big things coming this year.
Oh, I'm excited. And I totally understand. It's a new project. You know, people like to keep it secret, you know, for the fans. I completely understand. Totally get it. Totally get it. But I am so excited for the music to come out. Because when I saw you, like, message, I was actually at work when I actually was chatting. And I just happened to be in my dorm room, and I was like thinking, maybe I can give this guy a listen. Then I was nervous, like you just randomly just reached out to me, so I was nervous. And then I fell in love with the track, I'm Flying Today, which still is my favorite song from you. No offense to the other ones, but it's my favorite. From you so far, it's my favorite.
Thank you, bro. Actually, my favorite as well. I wrote that song in like 10 minutes. Swear to God, I just heard the beat and the lyrics flowed.
I can imagine that. It's such an addictive song.
That's what I was going for with this one. I was going for a replay value. So it's not really long. It's not too short. It's just there. It has that perfect length, and it really has the replay value. Me, I don't want to sound too like egoistical, but I think I hit the nail with this one. Yeah, so thank you, bro. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate it.
Of course, you guys have worked so hard. You guys deserve the listens. You guys deserve so much more than you know.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Really appreciate it.
Of course, Chucks. And speaking about on that subject, actually, everybody will get a little treat today. I remember the show because I remember it. You ready? Exciting. Yeah. It's time for you to take the wheel on the showcase. Get excited.
All right, so I'm probably gonna do Nuh-uh, the acapella version, because I'm sorry, I don't have any options on how to play the beat in the background, so I'm just gonna go acapella.
It's all cool. That's all right. Man.
All right, okay. Can I start?
Let her rip.
Yeah. I want the money and I want the clout. I want them to know what I am about. I want them to shut up and not make sound. Falling in deep, yeah, I'm falling so down. Want to be up there and so respected. I want to be up there so calm and collected. Yeah, she got me crazy because I was connected. I'm drowning in sorrow because I got rejected. Whoa, bitches be woke. Everyone speaking but don't want to smoke. No, I'm not a joke. I thought she was smart until she spoke. Yeah, thought I'd had her, but I guess I'm wrong. Was falling in love, but she won't play along. She want me to leave, she wants me gone. Laughing it up, I thought it was strong. I guess I'm not, tying the knot. I paid a lot, yeah. She got me shot, I just cannot. Bleeding a lot, yeah. She got me blocked, she hit the spot, yeah. Coming in hot, shooting my shot. Bleeding a lot, yeah. She hit me right, but she knew that it hurt. I couldn't see, my vision was blurred. That she's a hoe that was spinning my world. She got me buried and covered in dirt. She got me thinking that she was my friend. She got me thinking that this shit don't end. I know it's up to me, but it depends. If I go work for it, I make amends. Cause I got these stitches, the shit that you do. She let me hurt, now I know what I'll do. Getting in jealous and calling me too. I gotta break in the unwritten rule. Breaking my numbers and they want a part of it. They wanna follow it. Bitches be hating, now they wanna borrow it. They cannot swallow it, so they come up to me. Asking me how I'll be. In a couple years, I mean, where I'll go, what I'll be. I don't know, I can see, don't you suck up to me. You were not there for me, it's an anomaly. I did see formally, we're in a family. I ain't modesty, I'ma say honestly. You were just hurting me, killing me possibly. You are a wannabe quality, wannabe everything, killing me consciously. Yeah, so that was my verse.
Impressive.
Thank you. Appreciate it, bro.
Of course, wow. Why aren't you on a label yet? That was amazing.
I am on a label. I am on the We Are One label. It's an indie label made by Jared. So
shout out to Jared sign. Again. I meant a sign one. And unless probably, that is a sign one.
Oh, you mean like a sign major?
Yeah, you know, like Republican, deal. You know.
Yeah, probably. Maybe one day. Maybe one day. We'll see.
That's too bad. I had another surprise with that. So, the reason why I mentioned record label is because my friend, I send him referrals a couple every month based on people I interview. Now, I sent him your song. I told him, go to this song. You'll love it. It's amazing. Go check it out. Me showed an emoji with the exploding head emoji. When he texts me the next day, he says, like, what the hell was that? Like, that was amazing. So that's why I surprised you, because you could be I major signed you.
That's amazing, bro. I really appreciate it. That's really dope. That's really dope. I'm sure we can work something out, or we can just talk about it through social media. So I really appreciate it, bro. Thank you. Thank you so much. This means the world to me. Like, when someone likes my songs, it's really dope. But when someone I don't know and has no like biased opinion towards me likes my song, it's really it proves to me that I'm doing something right. I can't be doing anything wrong. I'm doing something right. So really appreciate it, bro. This made my day.
Aww, so glad. Well, you guys do deserve, you know, your spotlight. So he will be reaching out to you, and who knows, you know. And this guy's major, like, he makes hits with people. Like, he makes really good hits.
Yeah, thank you, bro. Thank you again.
Oh, look at that, y'all. Are you crying?
I'm not crying. I'm not crying. It just made me really happy. Aww. It really made me happy.
Sucks. But that was a great performance. And a great, great talk with you. This is actually perfect timing because your friend Matt is scheduled to come in today. You know, scheduled to come in at 2 today, so it was very, very good timing too.
Yeah, bro, say hi to him from me. And just, yeah, thank you for having me, bro. Thank you for having me. It was really a nice experience. I could talk about some of my beliefs, and who knows, maybe one day we can do another episode.
Yeah, dude, just totally let me know. I'm open anytime.
Yeah, bro.
Yay. Great, great work you're doing. Props to everything you're doing. Keep doing it. I love it.
Thank you. I will. I wish you good luck with this podcast thing. I hope it works out for you. I mean, from what I've seen and from what I heard on Spotify, it's going great so far. So
thank you. Keep it up, bro. You're sweet. Now, is there any last words you'd like to say to the audience, you know, before time runs out?
My last words, yeah, so I think this is just the best way to thank all my friends, my family, maybe even fans, for listening to me, to like giving me a chance, an opportunity to do something I love with some results, dope results, and results that are getting better and better each day. And I want to thank to the We Are One crew for everything they have done for me. And also shout out to everyone who listened. And if you're my friend or someone who knows me and you came here just because I'm on here, or because you know me and you want to hear some of my thoughts, you're dope, and aww, I love you.
Such beautiful words. Thank you so much. Thank you all for tuning in. Make sure to check out Adam down below in links provided. He has another last name, but I cannot pronounce it because it's Arabic, and I don't have time to break my tongue before the next interview. But anyway, make sure to check him out down below. Make sure to check out all the other works of art, and I'll be having a couple of his friends on the show, so it'll be an all-circle thing. And thank you again for coming, and thank you all for tuning in. I'll need to talk to you after this, so don't leave. I will catch the rest of you. I will catch the rest of you on the next interview. And just so everybody's clear, season 3 will be coming very soon. I'll have more updates in the coming months. Anyway, I will catch you all next time. Have a good evening. Peace out. Love y'all.
Peace.